Let's pray for you. God, thank you so much for the community here, the brotherhood, the love we have for one another, that we are all in Christ. Your son, Jesus, is the only thing that keeps us going. In the name of Jesus, speak through Brother Errol today. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us, open our hearts so that we might know you just a little bit better. It is in the powerful name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother New. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. What a beautiful day. Do you realize that it was Jesus who made this day possible? Do you also realize that we are here not by accident? But God's purpose is being fulfilled. And we just want to make sure that we come this morning with a heart of thanksgiving. Amen? Amen. I want to thank the band for doing such a wonderful job in preparing our hearts for worship this morning. And we know that the power of God's Spirit is in this place. There's a little chorus that we used to sing in Jamaica. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know it is the Spirit of the Lord. And there's no question that the presence of the Lord is with us. That is why we are going to be focusing altogether on Jesus Christ. And my topic for this morning is, what can I do to make a difference for Jesus? Amen? Amen. Father, we are so grateful for this time that you've given us to be in your house, to lift up your name, to give you, Father, all the honor and praise that is due you. We ask, God, that your Spirit will speak to us, that he'll guide us and he'll lead us, Father, into your marvelous truth. We pray, O God, for those who might be joining us online this morning. May you also bless them too, Father. And may you continue to show us how much you love us as you prepare our hearts for greater service and the building up of your kingdom. We give you thanks, O Father, and we give you praise. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Make a difference for Jesus. I have had the opportunity to write several recommendations for different individuals over the years. And I've also had more than a few recommendations written for me. And I was grateful. You know, when you're trying to find a job or you're trying to get a promotion, you got to have somebody in your corner saying very nice things about you. And a lot of us this morning can relate to that. But here's my question for us today. If you were writing a letter of recommendation for yourself, what would you say? What would you say about yourself? Has it ever occurred to anyone that there is only one recommendation that we should be looking forward to. And that recommendation is far more superior than any recommendation that you can imagine or hope for. Think about that. That recommendation I'd like to describe as the ultimate recommendation. There will never be another one as rich and as powerful as this one. And when I read these words, I'd like you to just think about it for a moment. Matthew chapter 25, 21. The scripture says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." What a recommendation. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. We know when we are making a difference with our lives and with the lives of others. We know when that is happening. Is anyone curious this morning to know how you are doing, how you're faring, how you're preparing your heart for service to the Lord? I can only imagine. I can only imagine that it would be, what it would be like as we contemplate how we are being measured. And believe me, every step of every day, we are being measured for the things that we do. The Apostle Paul has drawn for us attention to this idea of giving and receiving recommendations. He did so precisely when he was functioning through his ministry to the churches in Corinth. And I want to draw our attention to the second chapter of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, 1 to 3. And Paul was asking this very appropriate question to us. He says, "Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendations to you and from you? You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God." The Spirit of the living God. He says, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. And that is what we're talking about today. How can I make a difference for the Lord? How can I change lives for the Lord? As we think about this, Paul is talking about the work that was accomplished through his ministry and which reflected and affected in a positive way the outcome of the church in Corinth. Very important that we understand this. His message was simply this: says, you yourselves are our letter. I need no more recommendation. Everything I've done can be seen in you and through you. And it's available for everyone to see. A letter that can be read in the mornings, in the evenings, in the noon and night. This is the work that I've put forward. And this speaks volume to who I am and what I'm about. Therefore, you show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry. A ministry written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets, but on human hearts. So how are we positively, my friends? And I'm speaking to all of us as believers. How are we positively impacting lives for Christ? Simply put, what have we been doing to ensure that lost souls are found and are given an opportunity of redemption? We all have a ministry, all of us. Do you recognize, do you understand your ministry? What is it that you do in advancing the kingdom of God? We are all diligently using our available time. Can we vouch for this in a positive way that is impacting lives and changing lives and speaking to the healing of lives so that lost souls might turn to the Lord? The Apostle Paul says we have confidence. Confidence before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. So if you're wondering whether or not you have the ability to function, to make changes in others' lives, to be able to make an impact in a positive way in others' lives, you don't have to rely on your competency or your ability. The scripture says our competency, our capability comes from God. So we have no excuse, and we should not be searching for an excuse. God has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant. A new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, the scripture says, but the Spirit gives life. Gives life. We must avail ourselves, therefore, and prepare ourselves for this important work, and draw inspiration and strength from the Word of God. When you go to the gas station to fill your tank, you don't expect water to be available for your car, because that will do you no good. As believers in Christ, we know that we can count on the Bible. We can rely on the Bible. We know that the Bible is our energy, is our lifeline, is our pipeline, and will give us everything we need to accomplish God's will. We must avail ourselves each and every day. The letter in Hebrews, Paul says this: we can trust God. Oh yes. We can trust God in all things. Why? Because he promised to equip us with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom the honor, the glory, and the praise is due. In other words, all we need to worry is our availability and our desire to do the will of God. Because God will give us everything. He will equip us with everything for doing his good work. We are children of the new covenant. I remind you, we are no longer under the old law. We are in the new dispensation with Christ. We are blessed and we are full of hope and expectation because our hope lies in Jesus. Everything that we need is found in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Bible says, since we have such a hope, we ought to be very bold. We ought to be very strong, courageous. We ought to be very steadfast and committed. We are a new creation. We have been transformed by the power of the Spirit of God. So what I'm simply saying, my friends, let us be mindful. Let us be mindful of all that God has done for us through Jesus Christ. Let's not forget from whence we come. Don't forget that we too have a responsibility to ensure that the work of God continues with power and vigor and vigilance. Because our hope was manifested in and through Jesus Christ. Hence, we ought to be bold. We ought to be mindful of all that he has done for us and all that we must now do to ensure that the work goes on. Let us act selflessly. Act selflessly in love, giving of ourselves to the will and purpose of God. As we love God and as we love our fellow man, give ourselves selflessly. All too often there are people who find all kinds of reasons that they cannot and will not be able to do what I would consider basic requirements of a believer. My friends, let me remind you that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. God has given us a spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. So we have the power of God, we have the spirit of God, and we have the love of God. Therefore, do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can hold on to what the Lord has said, because what the Lord has said is truth, is life, and is power, everlasting and everlasting. Power, love, sound mind. The Apostle Paul was making that pronouncement in the book of 2 Timothy. He was making it clear that we can make a difference. We can make a difference in the lives of the people with whom we come into contact. A difference that will demonstrate, as it were, like a letter from Christ. The letter that Paul talks about to the Corinthians. A letter that will result from our testimony, from our work, from our ministry. A letter that is written not with ink, because ink fades. Ink disappears, but with the Spirit of the living God that will continue to live eternally. Eternally. We must be engaged, my friends. We must remain engaged. We must be steadfast in the work of the Lord. My question is our letter of recommendation being written today? As we speak, is there a testimony that is going out for the things that we are doing for the work of the Lord. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." Your work must have a purpose. Your work must be outstanding. Your work must continue to shine. Your work must continue to be relevant and pertinent. Your work must have a meaning and a purpose. Let your light shine, that men may see your good work. And the whole purpose of that, that men may be drawn to the knowledge and the understanding of God our Father and come to worship Him. How brightly is your light shining today? How is your light shining right now? When we spread the good news of salvation, we are sharing the love of Jesus. Let's think about that. When we spread the good news of salvation, we are simply sharing the love of Jesus. When we measure how brightly our light is shining, we demonstrate how brightly the love of God is seen in us and through us. And that men may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Not the work that we do, but the saving grace of Jesus. Lest any man should boast. It's never about us. It's never what we can do to promote ourselves. It's not about self-promotion. It's all about sharing the good news. The good news of salvation. That men and lost souls may come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We're asking a lot of questions of ourselves today. And most importantly, they are relevant questions as to what each and every one of us is doing to advance the cause of Christ. Are you prepared to go the distance? Are you prepared to go the distance to reach the lost and never mind the cost? Because every time we are prepared to work for the Lord, there is a cost component. And that has always been the challenge. Are you prepared to deliver and anything that might be required that the work gets done? Paul talks about the freedom he has in preaching the gospel. And we can all declare that we too are privileged because of Jesus' shed blood and Calvary. We too have the freedom and the privilege of sharing the gospel. Paul says, "Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible." Paul was focused on making sure that the word of truth is available to everyone. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law. So as again, the sole purpose is to win even those under the law. To the weak I became weak to win the weak. I've become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some. We too, my friends, can share this conviction. We too can take ownership of this mantra, this mandate. But we must encourage, we must support, we must foster changes in people's lives in a positive way as we lead them to salvation by the powerful word of our Lord. And all of this, when all is said and done, will redound to bringing glory, honor, and praise to Almighty God. What is preventing us this morning? What is preventing us from being bold? What is preventing us from being steadfast? What is there that's hindering us from letting our light shine brightly for Christ? What is it? What's causing us not to act and act decisively in reaching the lost in an urgent way for Christ? I like what the Apostle John says. 1 John 2:28. Let us take heart. I'll encourage you. Be encouraged. Be hopeful. Be unwavering. Be unmovable. And hold on to these words of divine and powerful truth found in John's letter. And here is what John is saying, and he says, and now, little children, abide in him. Abide in Jesus so that when he appears, and I hasten to remind us that Jesus is going to come again. He promised to come back. The day and the time we not yet know. He will return. And when he appears, that we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. What have we been doing all this while? What investments are we making in seeking the lost for Christ? How do we fare up to him when he returns? Will we be ashamed at his coming? Or will we rejoice when the Lord comes back for his own? Can we stand the scrutiny? Can we answer the questions that will be asked? I encourage us, my friends, to make a difference today in the life of all who need Jesus. There are many who are walking in a path of lowliness, of uncertainty, of sadness, of shame, disobedience. Let us make a difference in these lives. Make a difference in these lives today. Let us share the word that will transform lives and give hope to those who are being lost. Let our ministry be written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, I dare say, but on the tablets of the human heart. This is all about people saving lives, building lives, making it possible to find hope and promise and a place where one can go and find solace. And there's no other place than in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May we at the end receive the greatest of all recommendations, the recommendations that we talked about earlier on, when the word will come forth and will say with a loud and triumphant voice, "When all your work is done," says, "Well done. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." My prayer for all of us this morning: may the Lord continue to bless each and every one of us as we take this clear challenge that is before us, making a difference for Jesus, and that we remain steadfast in reaching the lost, and that God's purpose and His will might be accomplished in the things that we do for His name and for His name's sake. God bless you, and amen. Amen.